for Howie Wing, a saga of aviation. Our story of Howie Wing. Howie and Duke Dinsmore made a cross-country flight at night to Austin, Texas. Their orders read that they shall return to Randolph the same night, unless bad weather prevents. Donna met Howie on the Austin airport. Duke Dinsmore stood in the airport office as a message came in from Randolph Field addressed to the two flying cadets. Both Howie and Duke are certain that the message will order them to remain at Austin until the weather clears. Duke, however, refused to read the message when it was handed to him by the operator, and Howie has not seen it. Now, let us go to the airport at Austin. Howie Wing is standing beside his airplane, talking earnestly to Donna Cavendish. Low-hanging clouds have accentuated the blackness of the night, and a light rain is falling.
I tell you, Donna, I can make it. I can land at Randolph Field with the serum and then send it into the hospital at San Antonio by a special messenger.
But this weather, Howie...
Oh, hang the weather. Maybe the weather at Randolph is better than it is at Stinson Airport. Our field is almost 20 miles north of Stinson, and the storm's moving in from the south. I can shove off right away and be at Randolph in less than a half hour, flying wide open. Why, in less than an hour, Dr. Graham can have the serum, and it'll take you 2 hours to drive from here to San Antonio.
But how...
That hour we save by flying may mean the difference between life and death. That's what Dr. Graham told you.
Oh, I know time means everything, but... But, Howie, you can't fly in this weather if Cal Duncan, the transport pilot, canceled out.
There's a big difference, Donna. Duncan is flying a heavy transport loaded with passengers.
You can't go, Howie. It's too dangerous. Why, Howie, you're just learning to fly. You've had no experience flying at night, and especially flying at night in this kind of weather.
The dickens I haven't. I've had over 2 hours on blind flying. I had an hour yesterday under the hood with Captain Barnes.
Oh, but, Howie, instrument flying is not easy for veteran pilots. Men like Cal Duncan who've been doing it for years.
I won't have to go on instruments.
I think it's wonderful of you to offer, but you can't do it, Howie. Cal Duncan will drive me, and we'll just pray that I get to the hospital in time.
It'll take you 2 hours in a car on slippery roads. You might smash up trying to drive fast on a night like this. Give me that serum, Donna, and I'll shove off.
It's utterly ridiculous, Howie. I won't let you go.
It'll save Rosita's life. Come on, where's the serum?
No, Howie. If anything happened, I could never forgive myself.
Nothing's going to happen. I'll be sitting on a parachute. If it does get tough, I'll bail out. It's worth a chance, Donna.
If you bailed out, you might come down miles from the highway, and it'd take hours for the serum to reach the hospital.
But I won't have to bail out. Listen, we're wasting valuable time. Give me the serum and I'll crank up old Betsy and shove off.
For the last time, no, Howie. Besides, you can't take off. You'd be disobeying orders.
That's where you're mistaken. I haven't had any orders to remain here at Austin.
But the bad weather.
I can leave before the weather report from Randolph gets here. If I do that, it won't be disobeying orders. When I land at Randolph, I can just say that I shoved off before the orders arrived.
But I thought you told me that the orders were coming in on the teletype machine when you went into the office.
Well, I thought they were the orders, but I didn't see them myself.
Oh, that's no excuse, Howie, and you know it. Aren't you supposed to get a weather report before you take off?
Well, yes, but this is an exceptional case. I can get away with it once.
Duke Dinsmore got a reprimand and was confined to the post for ignoring a weather report.
I'll take a chance on that. Come on, Donna. Every second is precious. We're just wasting time standing here. Think of the kid. Don't you see, Donna, there's no other way around this?
It's too much of a risk.
Hey, Howie, what's the dope on getting back to Randolph?
I'm going right away, Duke.
Hello, Duke.
Hi, Donna. Too bad that your flight was canceled. Did you say you were shoving off, Howie?
Right away.
What about your orders for Randolph Field, Duke?
Well, what about him?
Haven't you been ordered to remit?
Now, you stick here, Duke. I'm shoving back.
Tell me about those orders, Duke.
I'm going to crank up.
Hey,
and
wait a minute. I haven't seen any orders from Randolph Field.
Oh, well, haven't you?
Absolutely not.
Well, fair enough. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. You better stay here, Duke. I'm going to tell the stage commander that I got off before I saw the orders.
Are you sure you can make it, Howie?
There's no doubt about it.
All right. I'm coming along with you.
What?
Not a chance.
Yes, I am. There's no point in carrying the serum without me. Jose Marino would never let Dr. Graham use it unless I was there. I told you how suspicious the poor man is of doctors and hospitals.
You really mean that?
With all my heart. Really, Howie, if I'm not at the hospital, there's no use taking the serum.
These clouds seem to have dropped down a little.
If you can fly to Randolph, there's no reason why I can't sit in the back seat. You can let me out before you taxi up to the hangar. No one will ever be the wiser. And Duke wouldn't tell anyone.
Not me, Donna. I'll protect you.
All right. I'll take you along, provided you wear a parachute. Let her take yours, Duke. I'll fly back with it when the weather clears up.
Sure, okay. I'll get out of my ship.
I'll get the engine started. And we've wasted too much time as it is.
Howie, I think this is a wonderful thing you're doing.
Say, this is going to be fun. I need experience in this kind of weather. Stand clear.
Wind her up. No one's near the ship. Here's the chute, Donna.
Thanks so much, Duke.
Turn around. Put your arms through these straps here.
This way?
Yeah, that's the stuff. Now, snap this in front here.
Here?
There. Gosh, it isn't going to fit very well.
That's all right. I won't use it anyway. I'll fasten the other straps when I get in the ship.
Okay. In you go.
Take my hand.
I feel like a deep sea diver with this parachute on.
Come on now. Watch your step. Put your foot on the seat.
All right.
There you go.
Fasten her belt, Duke.
I'll catch it.
Thanks, Duke.
Okay, Donna. Hope you have a good ride.
You have the serum?
Yes, it's in my purse.
Okay, here we go. See you tomorrow, Duke.
Happy landings.
And Guy Wing has more nerve than brains. That goes for Donna, too. Holy smokes, I can't even see his lights any longer. Weather must be pretty thick. Well, Howie Wing, this is just about going to even our score. You may think that you're doing a good turn tonight, but I am too. You can't hang one on me and get away with it. Gosh, I hope there's no one in this airport office. Ah, good. Now for the business. Hello. Hello, operator. I want to place a long-distance call from the airport. Yeah. My name? Dinsmore. Duke Dinsmore. Okay. I want to talk to Flying Cadet Rondell in B Barracks at Randolph Field. He's probably in bed, but there'll be someone in the orderly office who'll call him. Say, operator, don't tell him who put in this call. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Hello. Yeah. Let me talk to Mr. Rondell. I think the number of his room is 12. Yeah. Yeah, I know it's late, but this is very important. Oh, boy, is Rondell going to be surprised. Well, he shouldn't be kicked out of Randolph just for a little cheating. That guy Tilford's a smack anyway. Hello. Hello, Rondell. Say, listen. In about half an hour, a BT-9 is going to land on Randolph. Yeah. Going to land on the basic stage. Go out and take a look at it. See who gets out of the ship. Yeah. Yeah, this is Duke. But don't tell anybody, Rondell. Sure you can work that all right? Okay. I'll see you tomorrow and tell you all about it. Yeah. So long, Rondell.
You know where we are, Howie? I can't see a thing.
Those clouds are too low to fly contact. We're on instruments, and I think we're right on the course.
Oh, Howie, we never should have come.
Don't worry, we'll make it. I'm going to tune in on the radio and get on the beam. If I can get the encore signal, I know I can find Randolph.
But what if you can't?
We'll worry about that later. Boy, this is sport. Flying on instruments isn't hard at all. Before you know it, we'll let down through the clouds. Hey, listen. There's the range beam now. That's the San Antonio range beam, Donna.
But how's that going to help us?
It'll bring us in right over Randolph Field. If I can get the encore signal. Now, listen a moment.
I am.
We're in the A quadrant. Hear that A signal?
All I hear is a lot of buzzing.
Wait till I get my map. Here it is. Now, let's see. I'm flying a course of 205 degrees, and I'm in the A quadrant. Yeah, that means I'm east of the on-course range.
Do you have the slightest idea what you're doing?
You bet your life. This is going to be a cinch, Donna. I'm easing the ship a little to the west now, and any second we ought to hit the on-course signal. Now, this stuff is thicker than a dodo's head. Uh-oh. Wait. Swell. Hear that? We're getting a steady signal now, which means we're directly on the course. Listen to it.
Yes, I do notice the difference.
And that code we pick up, ZN, identifies the San Antonio range station. Say, this is the real stuff. Now, let's see. Well, we've been out from Austin about 5 minutes, and in another 10 minutes, we'll be passing over San Marcos, or just west of it. When we're about 30 minutes out, I'll let down through the fog and... Huh. Hey, that's funny.
What's the matter, Howie?
I don't get the range. It's faded out.
What made it do that?
I don't know. Gosh, I've got to have that range.
What'll we do if you can't use the radio?
We'll make it some way or other.
Howie. Howie, what's happening now?
Something's gone haywire.
What do we do, Howie?
Don't get excited. I'll pull out of it, all right?
Flying blindly through the fog and clouds, his radio not working, and the ship careening at a wild angle, can Howie pull out of it all right? We very much fear that the young pilot is not as sure of himself as he would have Donna believe. Be with us as Howie continues his thrilling night flight in the next episode of Howie Wing, a saga of aviation.